Native Americans make up about a quarter of the COVID-19 infections in New Mexico. The CDC says Native people are more vulnerable to the disease because they have higher rates of pre-existing conditions like diabetes and heart disease. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd spoke with a farmer on the Zuni Reservation who is finding comfort in the lessons of his ancestors during this time of fear and uncertainty.
While most Americans are cooped up at home in a city, Jim Enote is on his farm in western New Mexico, where the high desert nights are dry and cold, and distance has a different meaning.
It is a land of large mesas and plateaus interspersed with deep, deep red sandstone canyons.
The Zuni people have farmed this land for thousands of years.
When I was still in a cradle board, my grandparents put seeds in my hand and held me over a hole at our family's field, and I dropped seeds into that hole. And so it's since been then that I have planted every year. So this will be now 63 consecutive years of planting.
Each spring, Enote plants chilies and onions.
Different squashes.
Many kinds of beans and corn.
And in this time of isolating ourselves, it's easy to be away from the big cities, like buses or trains. But being in a rural place is a blessing. It can be a curse, however, because adequate health care is quite some distance away.
And that could be catastrophic. According to the CDC, the death rate for Native Americans was 4 times greater than other groups during the 2009 H1N1 pandemic. And many Native people live in communities where there's no running water for basic precautions like washing hands.
And I'm worried for all of them.
Worried, but also comforted.
Well, my great-grandparents passed away when I was 17 years old, and I learned a lot from them. They grew up in a deep way where they were really unencumbered with the kind of knowledges that we have now. And so there's things that they learned as being deep Zuni, and they passed to me, and I remember they told me things that helped to set me at ease that now are part of helping me to be able to cope better with this outbreak. I just had the blessing of having learned from people that lived a long time ago and have lived also through the big pandemic in 1918, and also now live through smallpox and measles, and they survived.
And in fact, you've written that, and this is you, your words, in times of great difficulty and worry, remember this truth. We are never alone. All the creatures of the universe are not much different than us. How does that bring you comfort?
Well, they would always, in times when I was having some very big difficulties, I think they would build on trust. They asked me if I trusted them, and I said yes. And then they would go on and tell me things like, birds have 2 eyes, do you agree? And I said yes. Other creatures have arms and legs to move around, and I said yes, that's true. And they would go on and just give me this things about, they were, I guess it was like affirming one thing after another. Do I believe this is true? And I would say yes, and yes, and yes. And that we, there are creatures out there, and they're not much different than us. If we think about them, they would say, don't worry, because we're not alone. We are not alone, and that we're part of a collective magnificence.
A magnificence that a virus cannot destroy. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.